Good afternoon, Herman. Thank you for the time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your time.
On what basis did the IRR call for my money to be replaced?
Well, I think the first thing I should make absolutely clear is the Institute of Race Relations, we don't agree on everything, and we agree on classical liberalism broadly, you know, limited government, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, free markets, freedom of association. We have these this broad basis of principle that we all agree on classical liberalism. But inside the Institute, we are actually quite, you know, we're encouraged to explore issues, differ on many issues. So when I wrote this piece about Alan Windey being the best man or the best person to replace Musimae Mane and calling for his resignation, I was writing under my own name on my own behalf, and so the idea that the IRR have endorsed or Alan Windey to be the next leader of the Democratic Alliance, or that the IRR as a whole has called for Musimae Mane to resign, that's unfortunately not accurate. It's my opinion piece, so I will stand by it, but my poor colleagues don't have to.
All right. So I wanted to find out, you know, what was your, why do you say that Musimae Mane needs to be replaced?
You know, anyone looking at the DA, even before this article broke, and this article broke and appears to have broken the DA. Even before that happened, anyone looking at the DA could see the effect of poor leadership. A bad year with the Patricia de Lille issue mishandled by the party, a bad general election result nationally, bad provincial results in almost all the provinces, and in succeeding by elections, the party has continued this lost trend. I mean, you look at the by-election results, 25% decline in DA vote, 27% decline in DA vote among colored communities, traditionally a very reliable demographic for the DA, amongst middle-class white Afrikaans-speaking voters, usually a solid demographic for the DA. So there's this long-term trajectory of absolute failure. And it's just clear that the party is in a bad place. And when a party is in a bad place, the leader is the person with whom the buck stops.
Sure. It has been. I mean, I was just saying, I don't know if you heard my conversation with Zanati, but I was just saying, I think that the highest part of the DA is when they got Cape Town, and Helen Zille was the mayor. Everything was working. It looked like that was the only province in South Africa that was working.
You know what? The DA actually, sadly, have a lot of success stories. And I think, you know, that was a big moment in 2006 when the ANC lost the Cape Town Metro, and this coalition of seven parties led by Helen Zille's DA managed to wrestle away control of the municipality. That was a big moment. But if I were to identify a high point for the DA, I think it would definitely have been the municipal elections in 2016. Ironically, under the leadership of Musimae Mane, in those early days, he seemed to be, you know, a good candidate to put up against Jacob Zuma, the ANC president at the time. But, you know, the sad thing is, the man of the hour is not always the man of the week, never mind the year, never mind the five-year election cycle. So that high point of managing to win several big municipalities, winning the two big, or becoming the government in the two big municipalities in Gauteng, in many respects, the economic hub of the continent. I mean, that was a huge success. And I voted for the DA in that election, and I was really looking forward to them building on that success. And I've been disappointed about for 3 years now. I've been doing other things as well. It hasn't been just me sitting and being disappointed about the DA.
Sure.
I've slept occasionally. But it's just been from that high point. It's been a sad decline.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Herman, that is where we have to leave it today. But I'm sure that it is not the last time we will be speaking to you. And thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me on, and go well.
My pleasure. Thank you.